session number 10203, reel 7.
Mr. Nunnally, reel 7.
Other battalions, the organisers of the Ngoma, would improvise the badges of rank and uniforms of very senior British Army officers, and they'd be wearing red bands around their hats, and they'd wear red tabs on their lapels. There would be much saluting of them by their inferiors, who had been given various duties, such as preparing or cooking the meat, or broaching the barrels of pombe or beer, a great stamping of feet and ceremony and formality, all in the best of humour. And so you'd find that the askari in charge of the Ngoma would be bedecked as a major general in the British Army, and there would be less senior ranks like brigadiers and full colonels amongst them for the duration of the Ngoma. This may be the origin of the approach that the Mau Mau had in some respects. The officers' mess corporal of the 3rd 6th KAR was a Kikuyu, which in a sense was a little unusual, as we were a Tanganyika battalion, and there weren't very many Kikuyus except as personal servants and semi-non-combatants, if I can put it that way. His name was Corporal Waruhiu Itote. It is he who became famous or notorious as the Mau Mau's General China. I suspect that Waruhiu always fancied himself as a general, and the Mau Mau gave him a marvellous opportunity to become a general in the eyes of the Mau Mau and the media. Anyway, General China he was, ex-officers' mess corporal of the 3rd 6th Tanganyika Territory Battalion, the King's African Rifles. He surrendered wounded on the edge of the Aberdare Forest during the later stages of the Mau Mau troubles. The other man...
Excuse me, about China, how well did you get to know him?
Only in the... I didn't spend very much time in battalion headquarters myself. I was on detachment most of the time. I simply knew him well enough to know Corporal Waruhiu. Everybody, all the officers knew Waruhiu because, after all, he was waiting on us at table.
What kind of a man was he?
Well, he physically, he didn't look as much like a Kikuyu, in my opinion, as many of them do. He had a fuller sort of face, a rather heavier body. He was unexceptional. Nothing to say, there's no evidence of indiscipline or bloody-mindedness or anything of that kind. And so it was something of a surprise to find that he, or for that matter, anybody in his situation, should become a Mau Mau leader.
Did his personality or intelligence or qualities of leadership or anything like that come across?
I would have said the answer was no, but the fact is that perhaps they did rather more subtly, in that one forgot the names of the majority of the askaris, but one never forgot Corporal Waruhiu. So maybe he impressed himself upon one's memory without one realising it.
I've heard people speculate who had first-hand experience of Mau Mau that Waruhiu Itote may have gathered some military skills, especially in the sense of possibly the construction of homemade weapons whilst he was in the army. Do you think anything of that may have happened?
I suppose it's possible, but as I say, I was on detachment from battalion headquarters most of the time, so I wouldn't have seen him acquiring military knowledge as a mess corporal. If he did acquire it, he might have practiced that acquired skill in secret. But I really have no position to make any useful comment about that.
Do you remember anything anti-British about him, or anything that happened which may have made him anti-British?
Nothing at all. I mean, there may be others who were in battalion headquarters who might have a more informed view than I would have. But I have absolutely nothing to go on at all.
You were just about to talk about the second personality.
Yes, I wish I could remember his name, but we had an African company sergeant major who rose to the highest positions in the Kenyan army as, I probably got his title wrong, but it doesn't matter, as general officer commanding the Kenya army. And my friend, Major Ian Sinclair, who is still working in Nairobi, and we're talking now today, on the 18th of May 1988, Major Sinclair never returned. No, I beg your pardon. He returned briefly from his work in East Africa before returning there to spend the rest of his days there, you might say. He doesn't intend to come to England. And this particular former African Company Sergeant Major became very firm friends indeed over the years, until the GOC was killed in a car accident, about which there's some mystery. But Sinclair has the very highest opinion of the character of this man, who probably demonstrated quality when he was an African sergeant major, and which he developed in the years that followed. But I do feel it's quite remarkable that one battalion should have spawned, you might say, one Mau Mau leader and one general officer commanding the Kenyan army.